Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. In a quick note from Little League Baseball, the stage is set for a showdown in Bishop next week. Perennial Division 51 North champion Bishop will take on D5-1 Southern powerhouse Quartz Hill next week. After disposing of Ridgecrest this past weekend in two straight games, the Bishop Stars spent the week waiting for Quartz Hill to take care of business down south, which they did in grand fashion, defeating West Lancaster, then American Indian twice by a combined score of 40-2 in the three games. Final score of last night's game, Quartz Hill 11, American Indian 1. Quartz Hill will play Bishop for the D5-1 title next week in Bishop. This is basically a rematch of last year's 12U D5-1 final at Quartz Hill, where Bishop was defeated in two games. However, for the record, this is the same group of boys from Bishop who took the usually unstoppable Quartz Hill team to the brink last year. Charlie Butler was strong on the mound for Bishop, and the ever-clutch Augie Vinker hit a three-run bomb late in the game to put a real scare into the Quartz Hill squad. This looks to be the same group from Bishop versus essentially the same group from Quartz Hill. Again, this three-game series will take place in Bishop at Field 4 on July 5, 6, and 7. Game 1 first pitch is at 5:30 next Wednesday. The Los Angeles Dodgers took on the Colorado Rockies last night in Colorado. Winners of 6 of their last 7, the Dodgers looked to stay hot, but they were not. With high-leverage relievers Evan Phillips, Brewster Gratterall, and Ryan Brazier unavailable due to recent heavy workloads, the Dodgers were short on the back end of their bullpen. Combine that with the ultra-hitter-friendly conditions at Coors Field and a 7.25 ERA belonging to Dodgers starter Michael Grove last night, and you've got a recipe for a Dodgers loss. Despite a three-run bomb by Mookie Betts, his 20th of the year, that's exactly what happened as the Dodgers fell to the Rockies by a score of 9-8. Dodgers starter Michael Grove didn't pitch that bad, giving the Dodgers 5 innings, only giving up 4 runs. He actually left with the lead, but the shorthanded Dodger bullpen, which has been an issue for the Dodgers all year, gave up 5 runs to send the Dodgers to bed on a loss. Tonight's rubber match pits Dodger rookie Emmett Sheehan versus Chase Anderson for the Rockies. First pitch is at 5:40. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.